the redeemed in glory. In all ages the Savior's chosen have walked in narrow paths. They were purified in the furnace of affliction. For Jesus' sake they endured hatred, calumny, self-denial, and bitter disappointments. They learned the evil of sin, its power, its guilt, its woe. They look on it with abhorrence. A sense of the infinite sacrifice made for its cure humbles them and fills their hearts with gratitude. They love much because they have been forgiven much. See. Partakers of Christ's sufferings, they are fitted to be partakers of His glory. The heirs of God come from garrets, hovels, dungeons, scaffolds, mountains, deserts, caves. They were destitute, afflicted, tormented. Millions went to the grave loaded with infamy because they refused to yield to Satan. But now they are no longer afflicted, scattered, and oppressed. Henceforth they stand clad in richer robes than the most honored of the earth have worn, crowned with diadems more glorious than were ever placed on the brow of earthly monarchs. The King of Glory has wiped the tears from all faces. They pour forth a song of praise, clear, sweet, and harmonious. The anthem swells through the vaults of heaven, "Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." And all respond, "Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might, be unto our God forever and ever." In this life we can only begin to understand the wonderful theme of redemption. With our finite comprehension we may consider most earnestly the shame and the glory, the life and the death, the justice and the mercy, that meet in the cross, yet with the utmost stretch of our mental powers we fail to grasp its full significance. The length and the breadth, the depth and the height, of redeeming love are but dimly comprehended. The plan of redemption will not be fully understood, even when the ransomed see as they are seen and know as they are known, but through the eternal ages new truth will continually unfold to the wondering and delighted mind. Though the griefs and pains and temptations of earth are ended and the cause removed, the people of God will ever have a distinct, intelligent knowledge of what their salvation has cost. The cross will be the song of the redeemed through all eternity. In Christ glorified they behold Christ crucified. Never will it be forgotten that the majesty of heaven humbled himself to uplift fallen man, that he bore the guilt and shame of sin and the hiding of his Father's face till the woes of a lost world broke his heart and crushed out his life. The Maker of all worlds laid aside his glory from love to man. This will ever excite the wonder of the universe. As the nations of the saved look upon their Redeemer and know that his kingdom is to have no end, they break forth in song, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, and hath redeemed us to God by his own most precious blood." The mystery of the cross explains all mysteries. It will be seen that he who is infinite in wisdom could devise no plan for our salvation except the sacrifice of his Son. The compensation for this sacrifice is the joy of peopling the earth with ransomed beings, holy, happy, and immortal. Such is the value of the soul that the Father is satisfied with the price paid. And Christ himself, beholding the fruits of his great sacrifice, is satisfied.